Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
So right now, Lee, live press conference, Madison Sheehan, Deputy ICE Director, announcing the results of their new operation in Florida. So I suppose now that they have all these illegals, many of them criminals in their own right in custody, what, some Democrat-appointed judge will just order them to let them all go?
Yeah, that's pretty much how it goes, yeah.
Based on no law at all. In fact, in contradicting the law of the United States.
Yes, because those judges really don't have any jurisdiction over that. But anyway.
Yeah.
Why would they let that stop them?
No, they wouldn't. And again, this judge, total horror show. Demanding the release of all 3,000 caught in Operation Midway Blitz in the Chicago area. 1,100 of them have already left the country. So I imagine the judge says, stay tuned. I imagine the next step's going to be trying to bring them back. He's going to order Trump to bring them back. Now, you may be wondering, how on earth could a Biden judge do this? I mean, the law is very clear. You don't need, he's saying there was no arrest warrant for these guys. There was no warrant issued by an immigration court. You don't need one. This is how Obama was able to catch these people, turn them around at the border.
Yeah.
You don't need one. You catch them on this side of the border anywhere. You pick them up. You ship them out. You don't need a warrant. You don't need any of it. And he's pretending you do. And he's deliberately not referencing U.S. immigration law because he's in opposition to it. He's instead referencing a settlement by the Biden administration where what they did was they invited a left-wing group to sue them. Oh, you need a warrant. And then they agree, yeah, we do. Shucks. And as a court settlement, they agree they'll only deport people, once there is an order from an immigration court. That's not federal law. It's made up silly. And the Trump administration did not agree to it. But this judge is saying, the Trump administration is trying to argue, we don't want to let him go. Let's just, argue this on appeal because they're going to win. They know they're going to win. And the judge is like, no, release them all now. That would mean all of the risk that they took in Chicago, which has been mortal risk because these cartels are trying to kill them. They now have a Latin Kings issued cartel shoot on sight order, would be for nothing. They'd have to let all the illegals go. And these are 70% of them are criminals. And again, a lot of them wanted by Interpol or they're wanted internationally for murders, rapes, all kinds of crimes in their own countries as well. That's why they're here, invited by Joe Biden. I just hope, Lee, that Americans can see how dangerous the Democrats are. Republicans may not be perfect. In fact, they may be infuriating at times.
Yeah, but still.
But we're not like this. I mean, I hope Americans understand that wasn't just the Joe Biden thing. That's a Democrat thing.
Yes. And it would have made no difference which Democrat got elected.
None whatsoever.
If it hadn't been Donald Trump winning the presidency, whichever Democrat had been elected, this would have continued.
Meanwhile, a stunning report from FAIR. I've been able to gather some of these stats myself, and I've been talking about them. And I'm so glad somebody's put them all in one place. This housing crisis we have all of a sudden, where the average price of the average home doubled in 4 years.
Right.
Some of that was Bidenflation. But Center for Immigration Studies has compiled some amazing stats showing it's immigration doing this. Here's the problem. And this is why, again, we have an all-time high in the average age of purchasers, 59. So you got to wait till retirement before you can afford a home. And just 21% of the people, first-time home buyers, are young people in the market, Why is that? Immigration. Listen to this. Total housing units built in 2024 was only 1.6 million new units. 2024, 1.6 million new units. Okay, listen to what we let in 2024. According to the Census Bureau and the Department of Homeland Security, between 3 and 3.5 million illegals, 1.4 million people gained lawful permanent resident status in 24, including 600,000 of whom were new arrivals. So wait, now we're at 4.1 million people that we need homes for. And we built how many units? 1.6 million. Now, when you go visa overstays, which they are not counting in that census right there because nobody has the numbers for visa overstays, Trump uses the number 25 million. So go ahead and double it. It was about probably 8 million in 2024 when you count visa overstays, somewhere between 6 and 8 million visa overstays. And then the illegals we know came over the border. We know how many illegals came over the border, by the way, because we have sensors in the ground. So whether you run or and don't turn yourself in or you turn yourself in, we have very exact numbers on that. So that's about 3.5 million people, another 3 million to 4 million roughly visa overstays for a total of 7 to 8 in 2024 million people, and then 600,000 new people from the pipeline into the country that, you know, the visa pipeline, and then another 85,000 H-1B visas. And we created how many new housing units again? 1.6 million. See the problem there?
Oh, yeah.
We've never had immigration like this before. And one of the things they're saying is people think that, okay, well, they're illegal immigrants. They live in low-income housing. How does that affect middle and upper-middle-class housing? What happens is that when they get squeezed out of low-income housing because there's not enough for them and us, they will rent middle and even upper-middle-class units and pack a bunch of people in. So a lot of these units are now being rented. Listen to how this is affecting rents. This is devastating for low-income people especially, but really for everyone. They use the example of the Miami area. From 2019 to 2024, when they started in 2019, believe it or not, rent in the Miami area was affordable. It's not anymore because of the all the illegals Joe dumped there. From 2019 to 2024, in the same metro area, the percentage of zip codes with a median multifamily rent below 2,000 plummeted from 83% of rental units used to be below 2,000 when Joe Biden got started to just 33%. So people literally are having to move out of Miami. They can't afford it because the illegals have driven the price up. Zip codes with median single family rentals below 2,000 fell from 36% to just 2%. So Americans are being pushed out, Lee, by both legal and illegal immigration. It's just too, we just, and here's the problem when builders are deciding what to build, and this is what we have to catch up on. And by the way, they're saying it could take decades to catch up or we get these people out.
Yeah.
They're using like real numbers. These are not people counted in a lot of these numbers. The immigrants are, but you know, the ones who come in legally, but not the ones who come in illegally. So the numbers are all mixed up. Here's J.D. Vance quote. Listen to this. You cannot flood the United States with 20, 30, 40 million people who have no legal right to be here, have them compete against young American families for homes, and not expect the price to skyrocket. It's simply supply and demand, Vance said. You increase the demand, they increase the price. Mm-hmm. So understand what we're doing here writ large. This is the really outrageous part. We are pushing our children out of the American dream. Not going to own a home until you're at least 40. That's the new average median age, 40. The overall average is 59. We are taking the American dream away from our children so that others can come here and take their jobs too, legal and illegal. And American people have got to stop. I mean, you know, we're good people and that's the problem. We tolerated this. We can't send anyone home. We feel so bad. There's going to be pushback when the people Trump's sending home are not criminals anymore, when they're regular people. But Americans need to be able to Americans need to be made to understand the price is okay. Then you're good with your kids never owning a home, right? The bedrock of the American dream. You're good with that, right? No. You have to choose.
Well, and the Trump administration trying to do some things. I know they've talked about this, proposing this 50-year mortgage, which is not going over well with a lot of experts. But the other interesting thing that came out this morning was talking about the portable mortgage. Have you heard about this one?
Yeah, tell us about it.
Well, you would know more than I would. So please, because with your, you know, your husband's business, you probably know more about that. So
he does not offer a portable
mortgage. I well, and I could, not that I'm trying to stick up for banks, but I can see why. I don't see the plus side for lending institutions to want to do that. I mean, am I missing something? Because what you're talking about is if you – if let's say you've got a home mortgage, a 30-year mortgage at 3% and whatever it is now, 6.25% or whatever, you would be able to buy a home and then fall back on that percentage interest rate and make the mortgage portable to another home. You sell the one you have, borrow the money for the new one, and use that previous rate. That's what the portable mortgage is, right?
As far as I understand it, yeah. So – yeah, but again, these are Chinese-style solutions. China's real estate market is legendarily like inflated, fake, and overextended. Yeah. I mean, that's not the solution. We need to say when we are only creating 55,000 total private sector jobs a month, some of them low-income, some of them medium, some of them skilled, we have no business keeping 1.3 million H-1B visa holders here. It's about 700,000 actual H-1B replacement replacement workers. And then their family members get visas as well that allow them to work. It's a different class of visa. It's like H-4, I think. We can't do that anymore. And someone needs to tell Trump these numbers because we're having this whole debate. I listen to these overnight guys to, and I mean, the absolute delusion. They're on our side. Don't think we can't have foreigners come here and do jobs. We don't have people. I don't have any problem bringing a foreigner here to fill a job we can't put an American in.
Right.
But when Microsoft fires 9,000 Americans and announces the job firings, then turns around and lists those exact same jobs for H-1B visas, that's not that.
That's
not issue. That.
Yeah.
And that's what J.D. Vance was raging about in August in the Wall Street Journal. And again, I just – for the Trump administration, for Trump to pretend that's not what's going on and we just don't have people to do this, we did have people to do this. Microsoft fired them. They're gone now. They don't have a job. And to sit there and go, hey, 50-year mortgage, no. Get these people out and we won't have a problem. We need to downscale so the number of foreigners matches the number of jobs we actually need them for. We don't need the dilution. And that's what this is. This is dilution. We have too many workers for too few jobs, depress the wages. Well, we are crushing the American dream.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Folks, look, I'll tell you what we're going through right now with Trump and these H-1B visas. We have to slap Trump down every once in a while. We didn't used to be able to do it very well. That's why he got 3/4 of the way to a deal with Chuck Schumer for mass amnesty. It was allegedly for 4 million, but would have really applied to about 10 million since USCIS didn't have a way to check for fraud. If Donald Trump had gotten that deal through, I don't think he'd be president. I think he would have not been able to get the votes. It just would have been such a massive young illegal immigrant pro-Democrat population. But thankfully, Ron DeSantis and other members of the Freedom Caucus stopped Donald Trump. And we didn't have X then. And Trump is a great guy, but he's a hired gun. He is. And so when Donald Trump started talking amnesty again a few months ago, a couple of Republicans had wanted to do it, our side went absolutely buck wild on him, and he shut up. And it stopped. It ground to a halt. They were already having press conferences to Republicans, mind you, in partnership with the Democrats. And they were heading. We crushed it online. So what I'm doing today is I'm crushing this new idea that we're going to keep the H-1B visa system and just keep chunking it out, because we're not going to do that. We're not. That's a privilege that you, if you want to bring in all these people to work, that's a privilege you can have when you create enough jobs for them. There isn't even enough jobs for us. Again, I can't repeat this number enough because I want to drive it home. I want to drive it home to those listening to the show for show prep who might think today, well, I'm going to try to, you know, cut the baby. I'm going to try to make it look okay. I'm going to try to pretend that Trump was confused when he said what he said about H-1B visas. He wasn't. He deliberately misunderstood Laura Ingraham, who was very clear in her question. She was talking about H-1B visas. She was talking about the 1.3 million who are here and the 85,000 a year that come. She was talking about the same people as Will Keen was talking about on Fox News.
700,000 H-1B visa holders in America. Now, who is coming to this country to take these high-skilled jobs? As I mentioned, STEM fields dominate the occupations. And most of the workers come from India. In fact, 70% of H-1B visa holders come from India. Another 10 to 15% come from China. 80% of H-1B visa approvals are for entry-level or junior-level jobs. That's a little hard to stomach when we hear that we're not talented enough or that we're not skilled enough for these jobs, when you consider that most of these jobs are actually at entry or junior level jobs. And it's definitely to the benefit of corporations, tech companies, that can hire foreign workers, trust me on this, cheaper than American workers. This is laid out, by the way, by billionaire tech entrepreneur Palmer Luckey.
There's so much H-1B of use. You would not believe what I saw when I was in Silicon Valley. It is insane. It's obviously a program to try and replace U.S. workers with basically slave labor that can't ever escape. H-1B of use is crazy.
Again, Vice President Vance went after Microsoft for announcing the firing of 9,000 Americans, then turning around and listing almost all of those jobs verbatim for H-1B visas. It was an absolute outrage. So for Trump to pretend, well, there's just some skills we just don't have because we haven't manufactured in 30 years, as Scott Bessent said, and we need to bring those people in, I'm fine with that. Nobody cares. That's not what Laura Ingraham was talking about. He knows it. Scott Bessent knows it. Scott Bessent, to his credit, is just trying to cover for Trump because he knows that that was a very deep self-wound when Trump said Americans just don't have the skills. And you know what? In some cases, they don't. And I've talked very favorably about that. I mean, the Arizona plant that's going to be making those chips from Taiwan is brilliant. I mean, it's going to be a Taiwanese company. It's going to come in here and make the chips. They will bring their management structure with them. We don't know how to make the chips anymore. We used to. Yeah, no, absolutely. They should have visas. Why? Because they are foreigners training Americans to take their jobs. That's what we want. We do not want Americans training foreigners to take their job like at Microsoft. And Trump knows the difference. He knows the difference. And that was what was so pernicious about. So what are we doing today? We're slapping Trump down. I slapped him hard when he started talking amnesty again. Everybody else did too, and he shut up. He needs to shut up about this too and get back to business. And by the way, you know what's so outrageous about this whole thing? Just the grinding stupidity of it. Nobody's done more than Trump to stop the H-1B visa pipeline. I don't know why he didn't just say that to Laura Ingraham. He put $100,000 a head fee on the application. Yeah, it used to be $2,500. So that evens it up. Nobody wants to pay $100,000 to hire a guy you're only hiring because he's cheaper than an American and will work for 7 years like a slave until he gets a pathway to citizenship guaranteed for him and his family, which is the reward at the end of 7 years of toil for an American slaver corporation. By the way, none of this is capitalism. It's crony capitalism. It's evil. He's not working for money. He's working for immigration status, for a future for him, his mom, his mother-in-law, her husband, everybody out there to be able to come chain migration afterward and to give that to these corporations so they can sell it and work them like a slave for 7 years and shove Americans aside is dead wrong. Trump knows this. That's why he put the $100,000 fee on it. Why didn't he just take credit for that? That's what I don't understand. Self-inflicted wound, that audio is horrible, and the Democrats are going to play it ad nauseum in the midterms, and it's not even true. Trump's really real. And by the way, he should have cut down the existing H-1B visas. He didn't. But this is basically a blockade for the future. It's what he should be doing. It's great. I don't know why he argued with her. But usually when the backlash is big enough, and it's big enough, he'll back down. Like when he was talking amnesty a few months ago, that was insane. And he'll back down. He gets ideas in his head. He floats them and they don't go well. He'll back off. And he will with this too. But folks, 17,000. And Transportation Secretary Duffy has been very clear on this. He's pulling every one of them. No more. In fact, it's even better than that. Because the state of California, in a filing, admitted to illegally issuing the 17,000 commercial driver's licenses to, quote, dangerous foreign drivers. Again, in order to issue the license, they either had to waive or ignore the results in a lot of these cases of the test because these people just don't have English proficiency. It's what makes them dangerous. Folks, every day on the show, I swear it's the same story. It's just some thing Democrats are doing that just they have absolute disdain for human life. They don't care. According to the Federal Department of Transportation, each of the 17,000 non-domiciled CDL holders has been issued notice that their license will expire within 60 days. So we got 60 more days to try to survive on the highway as it no longer meets federal requirements. Good. And you know what? Go home. Leave. You don't belong here. Think about this number. 17,000 CDL holders issued a notice that their license will expire in 60 days, that it no longer meets federal requirements. By the way, the notices also point out that their employers could incur criminal and civil liability. Good. Hope they all get fired. Go home. Go home. We got a plan for that. We got a free ticket and we got $1,000 for your trouble. And you know what this tells me here? Again, in a country which only created 55,000 private sector jobs in the month of October, do you know what 17,000 truck driver jobs means? That's 17,000 families, American families, that'll have an income. Again, against the backdrop of a total of 55,000 private sector jobs, that's the payroll company. What is it, ADP? We can't do this anymore. We can't pass over Americans to give jobs to illegal immigrants and H-1B visa holders. We can't do this anymore. Listen to this. Federal auditors found that over 1 in 4 foreign driver records sampled in California failed to comply with federal law. 1 in 4, including CDLs that extended beyond the expiration of foreign workers' visa, a blatant violation of federal safety regulations. So, by the way, the only reason that California is playing ball here is because Sean Duffy threatened to withhold, it's between $160 and $200 million worth of federal funding. Which is the only reason that they're playing game, that they're playing ball with us. And this is after their drivers have killed people. So we can't bring those people back, but we can get these guys off the street. Again, do you know what difference that'll make? Just having them out of there? Yeah, and you know what's so funny about this? This is another theme on the show. It's just never ending. Have you noticed everywhere in everything, whether it's truck drivers, which used to be a good living, or H-1B visa holders who are not as qualified as the Americans who can't get those jobs? Have you noticed everywhere you look, Americans are being replaced, whether it's bringing in replacement voters, whether it's bringing people into Democrat areas that real Americans have fled so they can keep their congressional seats and fakely keep their representation, whether it's white collar jobs, whether it's, and we had this week from Trump, no, I'm going to keep the Chinese students here, all 600,000 of them. I love Chinese students. They're trying to kill us with weaponized blight and ringworm. Well, whatever. What is that? We're being replaced at our universities. I mean, what has been the argument? Again, Trump's making it now, but this is the uniparty argument. It's been around for 20 years. Trump didn't start it. And Howard Lutnick, well, you know, if we send them home, they pay full tuition, sometimes twice full tuition for those spots. Yes, but those are the best spots. America gets the leftovers. Yeah, but half the colleges would close. Who cares? I don't care. Why? Because you train them here, a lot of them will stay. They'll get the best jobs because they paid for the best spots. The reason that China cut off the rare earth minerals when Trump said, I'm sending all 500,000 home, which was the right thing to do. He's got the right instinct. The reason China threatened to cut off our rare earth minerals is simple. They can't steal our tech if they can't pay to put their STEM workers in our best schools so they get the best placements. And they get into the corporations and they can steal the stuff. All of it, from our tech to our weaponry. That's how they get. By the way, Gordon Chang had this. Fully 13 from Gatestone Industry Institute. Sorry, he's ethnic Chinese, but he hates the Communist Party. It's a wonder they haven't taken him out. But he said, look, about 13% are spies. And another thing he said that was interesting, he said, listen, they're not sending poetry majors. They're not sending English majors. They're not sending sociology majors. They're sending STEM majors. Why? Because an English major, what are you going to do? Go write press releases? You can't steal anything worth a darn. You got to have that STEM background to get into our companies, our satellites, our biotech, our military stuff, all of that and steal it, bring it back to China. That's why they want those positions so badly that they threaten to cut off rare earth minerals. We were 6 weeks away from having to idle our car production lines. And by the way, a lot of people treated that as a failure by Trump. I thought it was an absolute success. It forced China's hand to show us what they had intended to do eventually. They were going to cut off the rare earth minerals. We're going to have to beg them for permission to make the military hardware to kill them with if we ever get in a fight. It showed their hand. But they pulled that over visas. Why? Because they can't innovate. They suck at it. We can. We do. They've got to steal it. That's their model. They don't have another model. What does this mean? No more student visas. I don't care if half the colleges in this country close to you. I don't care. None of my problem. They're only here to steal. And again, that's not saying Chinese students are bad. They are slaves. And they got family in China. They got friends in China. When they come here, those people are at risk if they don't do what China says the entire time they're here. Would you steal to save your family? I would. I just tell you, I would. Would you cheat, lie, commit fraud to save your family? I would. I bet you would too. They don't have a choice. They answer the Communist Party. Texter writes here, it sounds like Trump's no longer America first. No, he is. We just need to kick his butt every once in a while. And this is one of those times. Happens about once a quarter. Look, again, I want to emphasize something. This is the bizarre part of it all. Donald Trump put a $100,000 fee. I want to say this in every segment. On each visa application. It used to be $2,500 per person. So going forward, there's not going to be a lot of H-1B visas. Now, I really wish he'd throw out at least half of the 1.3 million. That would begin to help with the employment picture and the housing picture. I wish he'd throw them out. But he's done more than anyone in my lifetime. And all he had to do was say that to Laura Ingraham. I don't know why he answered that the way he did. Just maddening. Absolutely maddening. But we're going to get there. Gotta love this. Gotta love this headline. BBC prepared to apologize to Trump to resolve billion-dollar legal threat. The U.S. president has rightfully threatened the BBC with a lawsuit over the editing of a Trump speech January 6th speech. Okay, folks, here's the problem with this. Here's what they did, okay? They made it sound like Trump was inciting violence, but what they did was splice, and you probably heard about this over the last couple of weeks, splice a small segment referring to something else about an hour later. Here's the two versions of it.
We're going to walk down to the Capitol, and I'll be there with you, and we fight. We fight like hell.
He didn't say that.
We're going to walk down to the Capitol, and we're going to cheer on our brave senators and congressmen and women.
Yeah, he didn't incite violence. Why that's so critical, and I've heard several people do this segment, and I'm like, wait, you're missing it. That clip, the fake one by the BBC, I mean, I don't care if it's in a documentary in the in the UK, that they can't vote for Trump. But that clip went viral again and again and again online. I've seen it so many times. I didn't even know it was fake. I'm just used to seeing it. In other words, people took it, clipped it, and it became part of the legend that Trump incited violence to the point where leftists were outraged. Like, why don't you just prosecute him? But they can't. They have the real speech. They know it's not real. So this absolutely devastated his reputation that they grafted that. The BBC, The Telegraph writes, is prepared to formally apologize to Donald Trump as part of its efforts to resolve his billion-dollar legal threat of the editing of one of their speeches. Yeah, this was devastating. This gave the left their talking point. And like most of the left's talking points on Trump, it's fake. It's just fake. And that's incredible. It is. And folks, especially incredible when you consider that the BBC is British state media and the British government is asserting the right to censor people for saying true things. So you've got, on the one hand, government media literally lying. And on the other hand, you've got them out there censoring people who say true things. It's a very dangerous combination. Trump needs to take them on. All right. Mike Gallagher's up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Congratulations! Honeymoon, here we come! Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief, yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.